Well, I feel bad that I stepped on David Bromberg's toes there and we knocked him off. But we'll get back to him in a little while because I feel bad and I missed that tune. But Mike and Ruthie of the Mammals are here. And once upon a time, David Bromberg played at a hoot. It was outdoors, a summer hoot, and it was a beautiful night. And it was a magical event. So many incredible memories of past hoots that I have from being at every single one almost. I missed a couple. I mean, there was a couple that I couldn't attend, and the pandemic one I just missed altogether. But we're back for what number is this?
I believe this year's Winter Hoot is the 13th Winter Hoot. And that's a lot of Winter Hoots. We started with the winter in 2013, and it was awesome. And we just kept it going.
Well, what brings you the most joy about these hoots?
You know, it's fun when people have something to look forward to on a cold weekend. It's nice to see people reuniting with old friends and even better, making new friends. And that goes for grown-ups and kids and people of all generations. Mm-hmm. I think there are many hoot friendships out there that just started because somebody decided to check out the event, and then they met some kind of fun people and ended up watching music or eating food together or even trying this late night square dance together or who knows what they ended up.
Well, my little one was at the instrument petting zoo when she was five and it was one of her most incredible moments. It was epiphany for her because she started conducting all the other kids. Like, okay, you play the little drums over here, you play the xylophone, and it was a cacophony of sound, just the way I like it. And she was going, okay, more of this. How come you're not playing over there? And she was really conducting the band. Then she started to jam herself on a fiddle, like playing it like a guitar, and it was just amazing. I smiled from ear to ear. And every year, she asked to go back to the hoot since.
Amazing.
Wow, that's
true. How old is she now?
She's going to be 11 in March.
Awesome.
Well, that's a hoot success story right there. Yeah. That's a hootling.
Yeah, and then like 2 years ago, she jammed with Molly, which was great. Molly played the bass, and she told the little one to play one note on the piano. Bing, 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 bing. And the other one was playing a mandolin and just played one note, just one string, just this, and told them exactly what to play. And she played the bass around them. And it was an amazing event where they jammed. That's what I love.
That wasn't even on the postcard.
People. No, thanks for sharing that story, Rick. Because, the Instrument Petting Zoo has specific hours throughout the Saturday up in the kids' zone. Mm. And there are ukuleles and fiddles and banjos and all kinds of instruments that you may not have lying around your house the way some of us do. And maybe you've always wanted to hold one. You do not have to be a kid to go and hang out in the kids' zone or to touch the instruments in the petting zoo. It's a good opportunity to see what it feels like to hold and try and play something.
And with somebody as incredibly musically talented as Molly Mason.
Yes.
Anything could happen. Molly.
Like she says, she can't stop teaching instruments. So if she happens to wander up there during the petting zoo, she will do something
like
that.
She was so encouraging and it was infectious. Yeah. The kids were just like, okay, I'm playing. This is cool.
That's awesome.
And they jammed for about a good minute and a half.
It's very
short attention, but
there.
Perfect.
Very radio friendly jam.
Yeah, it used to be actually in the lobby, in the main lobby, the Instrument Petting Zoo, and that got to be a little bit much for the people, working the ticketing table, to actually like welcome people in the midst of the cacophony. So now it's upstairs. But, we figured a new thing out every year. We make a slight tweak. Who knows what we'll learn from this year's hoot? Something great, I hope.
Well, there's something for everyone at the winter and summer hoot, but at the winter hoot, you have the Instrument Petting Zoo. And then for the kids also, there's a movie or two.
Late night, or not too late, but in the evening, they put on movies up there.
Which is almost cool. It's like you can rest assured that your kids are in a good, safe place, and then you as an adult can wander downstairs and check out some music, which is super cool, or go in the balcony next door to the petting zoo.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you've been engaged all day and just need to veg out, and again, adults can watch you know, the Lorax or whatever's on in there. We are really excited about the musical lineup of this Winter Hoot as well.
Musical lineup is awesome. And Mike and Ruthie, you curate this lineup year after year. Are these people who approach you or people you pick to be here?
Mostly we reach out to people who we've met over the years. Jim Lauderdale's making his first Hoot appearance. We've known Jim for a very long time. Met him at a festival, one of our favorites down in Florida, called the Swanee Roots Revival. It used to be called Magnolia Fest when we met Jim, but he's a Nashville legend. He's played with Lucinda Williams. I think this year he put out his 37th album. So he's a country Americana songwriter superstar. He's playing Saturday. Our good friend Sarah Lee Guthrie, she's coming as the Guthrie Family Singers. That's her with her daughter, Robin, and her niece, Serena. And they did a tour. She doesn't tour very often. She's living in Austin these days. But I saw that they toured Spain last spring. I'm like, all right, if she's touring, we're getting her back to the Hoot. So that's the lineup she's touring with, her and her family, Guthrie Family Singers. Paper Wings is an incredible old-time
duo.
Not
familiar with them.
Oh, you would love their records. Well, we'll have to get them to send you one.
They're kind of a lady version of Milk Carton Kids, right? They're an acoustic duo, sing beautiful harmony, very much born of the traditional Appalachian music, but write their own songs. So they make very ethereal, gorgeous acoustic music. The Restless Age, local heroes, Brandon Morrison, Will Bryant, Lee Falco.
Oh, yeah.
They're two of them off the road with Sam Smith and back to Olive Bridge for a Restless Age reunion. They don't play too often these days.
One question.
Yeah.
Is Jim Lauderdale playing solo or with a band?
He's solo.
Okay.
Yep. That was the Winter Hoot budget price for Jim Lauderdale. Maybe at a Summer Hoot we'll get him with the band. And another local favorite is James Felice of the Felice Brothers. He's playing late night after the square dance in the hall and also an afternoon pewter shop session.
And again, is he solo or with a band?
I believe he's solo, but he often brings people last minute.
Okay.
Like someone like Al.
Oh, well, especially after the square dance. Yep. I mean, Mellow is cool.
Mellow's cool.
We'll see. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think him by himself is still pretty captivating.
Absolutely.
He did ask to use the grand piano, so I think there's going to be some of those.
Yeah, that'll
vibes.
Sound cool.
Yep. The opposite end of the day, Barry Coral and Yoga Palooza start things off for the kiddos. What time does it start?
I can't remember exactly. 10:30
or 11.
10:30-ish in the morning. Yep. And she's someone who has not yet played a Hoot, but did reach out to us a few years back. And we're really excited to have her at her
first
Winter Hoot. She does music that enables kids to explore mindfulness and movement and also just have fun. And I'm going to be out there doing some yoga with her.
Yeah. Cool.
She's local.
Does she do like positions while she's playing? Like,
we're going to find out.
Okay.
We're going to find out. But you know who raved about her work is the guys who play in her band, which are the Restless Age. So Will Bryant was telling me he'd never seen it before, but like maybe hundreds of kids in some big convention center all doing yoga along with her. And he's like, she's amazing. I don't know how she does it, but she really captivates the kids and gets it going on. So
the Restless Age are triple dipping at this Winter Hoot. They're doing their own set in the afternoon. They're playing with Barry Coral first thing in the morning. And then Brandon and Will are playing in the Mammals in the evening. So they're working hard.
That's us, the Mammals.
Yeah. Another local, although the band is spread out, a string band that's playing the square dance called Buvas, B-U-V-A-S. Old friend of me and Ruth's named Ben Cooper plays bass in that band. He lives in Pennsylvania. But the fiddle player is Jed Greenberg,
local.
Who lives, I think, right in Stone Ridge.
Oh, cool.
So a lot of locals this year, which we love. We love leaning into that. And, of course, Thomas Brown, the indescribably talented ice sculptor, will be making some magical creation out in the courtyard just outside the hall. So lots going on. There'll be jamming, some hiking. We talked about the kids' activities, lots of local food.
Yeah. Weather permitting, that morning hike will either go, somewhere very, very cool, or just, they'll walk around the campus if it's too icy and cold to go far. But Del Orlowski can make even the, he can make a long or a short walk feel like an incredible experience because he knows so much about the history and the flora and the fauna of Ashokan. Also, Sarah Trapani will be teaching yoga on Sunday morning, because those who stay over at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge wake up and get to enjoy breakfast in the dining hall. And then Sunday yoga with Sarah is really a fun thing. And then there's like a sing-along where we all just gather in a big oval and do the Sunday morning sing with the performers who are invited to stick around. The attendees are invited to stick around for that. It goes from about 10 a.m. to 11:30, and then that's the end of the hoot. We also didn't describe Friday.
Oh, there's a whole festival within a festival on Friday. You're right.
Well, Jay Unger and Molly Mason, that's my dad and stepmom, aforementioned as instructors. But this is the night they get to just be on stage. You know, they coordinate so many great musical events at Ashokan where you'll hear them play a tune or a couple tunes or teach you tunes. But they travel the country playing full-length concerts. And it's nice to let them be on the main performance hall stage at Ashokan, play a whole show. So 7:30 Friday, they play Jay Unger and Molly Mason concert with a few special guests. Maybe we'll hop up there and do a few with them. They host a jam session afterward. Mm. And there's a community dinner beforehand, which is delicious and wonderful. And that is by reservation, because we like to know how many people the chef will be cooking for. But it's just such a fun Friday, great community vibe to kick it off.
And there's a sliding scale at the door. Yes. So tell the folks about that.
We got an email just yesterday from someone who noticed that it's not guaranteed you can get in. But honestly, that's really only because there's, you know, limited space to park cars. So one time we had to turn away, I think, two cars because it was Saturday evening and the parking lot was so full. Mm. And one of them came back about 10 minutes later and found a spot. So that's the only way you wouldn't get in. No one is turned away for lack of funds. You can purchase a full normal price ticket online or at the door, and we are grateful for the many, many people who do that and the people who sponsor and donate to keep the whole sliding scale going. But if you would like to contribute half or any dollar amount at the door, that is fine, no questions asked. Just give what you can, and it all works out. And the earlier you come on Saturday, the more likely that you will not find a full parking lot.
True.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are holding some instruments, or Mike is, and Ruthie is standing, but would you guys like to play a song?
Hey, music.
We'd love to.
All right.
We'll do something from Touch Grass Volume 1, the new Mammals album. Some one of Ruthie's called Oh, the Cruelty.
Child should be free, and that he
The Mammals, live on 98.1 KZE. Mike and Ruthie of The Mammals. And, well, The Mammals, you are the nucleus of the band, and you have a bunch of core members that play frequently, and it's great that you're able to revolve folks depending on their availability, which is cool.
Yeah, we love having a band.
We call it having a deep bench.
It's a good thing. There are so many wonderful musicians in this area, and it is it's sort of a select few that we've been playing with lately, but it's great. We have drums, we have bass and keys, and that has been the formula for shows. So that song just felt very very stripped down in the duo version with just one guitar and one voice, but sometimes we like to do that even in a show. People say, wow, you guys got really quiet and then you got really loud. That's called dynamics, and we like to use them.
Yeah, our regular touring keyboard player, Scott Malisi, is on some tropical island at a blues festival. He used to play with Joe Louis Walker.
Mm.
So he got invited back there. So that's why we've got Will Bryant, who's played with us over the years and is on the last few records, will be on keys. And often Jude
It'll be
Roberts,
so fun to have Will back on stage with us.
Yeah, we haven't seen Will in a while.
He's a great musician, great harmony singer.
And like I said earlier, Brandon has been on tour with Sam Smith for the last like 4 or 5 months. So Jude Roberts, who's one of our favorite local songwriters, had been filling in on bass, but Brandon's available this weekend. So like you said, Rick, you got to have a lot of good guys to call, and we're lucky that we live in a place. There's a lot of great musicians who are willing to learn our songs.
Well, folks, don't miss out on the Winter Hoot. It's happening this Friday through Sunday, the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, New York. And again, it's a sliding scale for tickets. So just come on out, be there, get them in advance so you don't miss out. And then that way you'll know you're secured a spot and a parking spot. But let's take them out with a tune. Mike and Ruthie of the Mammals, live on 98.1 KZE. Don't miss the Hoot this weekend.
Hoot.love is the website for more info. And there are even a couple of cabins up for sale right now.
Oh, so cool.
If you want to bid,
come stay on site. Thanks for having us again, Rick. We're gonna sing a song about some other local musicians. This one is about the band. It's called The Ghost of Richard Manuel. One, two.
In 1,000 empty bottles, in 100 burned out cars, in a house up in the Catskills, in all the honky tonks and bars. Sing whispering lines, and with every sweet falsetto, there was more than I could stand. The ghost of Richard.
Of all the knees
shop, Morn Tech Piano, and 32 bars. Hell, Victrola's in the corner, spinning Alexander's ragtime bands, and the Coast of Richard Emanuel. Walking like a natural.
The Mammals, live, 98.1 KZE. Mike and Ruthie, we'll see you on this weekend at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, not that far from anywhere. Get all the info you need at hoot.love. And once again, it's this weekend. The Mammals, Jim Lauderdale, the Guthrie Family Singers, Paper Wings, Jay Unger and Molly Mason, The Restless Age, James Felice, Buvas, Carrie Barry Coral, and Yoga Palooza, and Thomas Brown, the Iceman. It's going to be a great time, so I'll see you there at the Winter Hoot. And we'll get back to more musical diversity after this. Thanks for being here, guys.
We love you, Rick. Thanks so much.
All right, all the best.